My guest at this time is Jeff Dove. He is an IT specialist, and he is a Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in Virginia's 11th Congressional District. He joins me now to shed a little more light on an emerging scandal on Capitol Hill that has not gotten a ton of media attention. And, of course, he's here to tell us why he's running against incumbent Democrat Jerry Connolly in the D.C. suburbs of Northern Virginia. And, Jeff, it's great to have you in studio. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background before we get into the details of the IT story. What is your background when it comes to information technology?
So I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I served between 2004 and 2007. After that, I decided to get into the field of information technology. My primary background is database administration, so that's where I'm coming from with a lot of this. As I've been in IT for the past 8 years, I've seen quite a bit, from working with small organizations such as nonprofits all the way up to Fortune 500 companies. So I've seen a lot of emerging technologies, I've seen a lot of legacy technologies, and I've seen quite a bit of, I guess you can say, change in that space in the course of the past 8 years.
So let's talk a little bit about the scandal. It hasn't got a ton of media attention, as I mentioned. It got most attention when Imran Awan was arrested at Dulles Airport trying to leave the country. Other family members had already done so. He and other family members had worked fairly lucratively for a number of members of the House of Representatives, including the former chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And as he is now in custody and this investigation proceeds, what you're starting to learn here suggests that things are smelling fishier and fishier. What do we know so far, and what are the key questions that still need to be answered?
Some of the interesting things that have come out is that he was working for quite a few members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Those members seem to have been paying him maybe 2 to 3 times what typical IT staffers should be making on the Hill. That in itself is a very interesting situation. There also seems to be reports that those people that were working with him didn't necessarily have the skills to be accessing those computers that they had access to with regards to Capitol Hill. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered about what they were doing and what they had access to at the time.
How concerned are you that there was a breach of classified information here?
I'm actually quite concerned, because the House Foreign Affairs Committee actually should be looking at quite a few things that have national security implications. And my opponent has already mentioned in the media that he necessarily tried to distance himself from that committee when he's been on the committee for quite a long time. And if they had access to so many members' information, then that means that they would have had access to any memos or communications between the entire committee.
And so Jerry Connolly is your opponent. He's a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And so is this just a matter of waiting to see what the FBI and others can come up with? Do you think that the relative media silence and the Democrats' tight-lipped approach to this suggests there's a lot more to this story? What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that there's quite a bit more to this story. You hear these reports of the people who were renting the house that he was actually ultimately charged with, bank fraud?
Right.
They found, you know, smashed up hard drives in one of the residences. So there's that issue. There are issues that seem to be tied to the fact that he had access to stuff on the Hill. They took his access away, but yet he was still getting paid for his services. What were his services after he no longer had access to that information? So there are questions around that. I believe the investigation started either in 2015 or 2016. So this has been going on for quite some time. So for this investigation to be going on for so long, they have to be looking and have to have found some things that continue them to keep going on with this investigation.
All right, let's talk a little bit about issues related to your area of expertise. You mentioned your time in service. Thank you for your service to the country. And
no problem.
Also in information technology, and that's, of course, becoming a bigger issue, not only in your district where it's such a big part of the economy, but also because of the way that that issue is becoming more and more of a focal point in different parts of critical issues, cybersecurity, with relation to the OPM hack, whatever happened with the compromising of DNC emails, if that was in fact a hack and so forth. So how far behind the eight ball are we as a country, and what do we need to do to either catch up or even get ahead?
I would say a lot of times within agencies, there's a dependence on legacy systems. And what happens is those legacy systems force an agency to stay with older technology in a lot of cases, because we're not pushing those vendors to move into newer technologies. One example would be a technology that, you know, is sitting on an older database infrastructure and the agency wants to go into the cloud. Some of the legacy applications don't allow you to necessarily go right to the cloud, because the vendors aren't even working on that yet. So it also falls on the agency. It falls on basically the users to push those agencies or push those vendors to move forward with more innovation. And that's something that's not necessarily being done all the time, because those vendors are making quite a substantial amount of money and they don't necessarily feel the need to have to move if a lot of their client base isn't moving. So I've actually had to deal with discussions with vendors where we were the only client asking them to move forward, and they weren't willing to do that because they didn't necessarily see the benefit yet. So that's something that our government needs to be focused on trying to get done. And I am one of the people who is a very big proponent of pushing these vendors to move forward.
We're talking with Jeff Dove. He is a U.S. Army veteran. He's an IT professional, and he is a Republican candidate for the nomination in the 11th Congressional District in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We've talked a little bit about your concerns as it relates to Congressman Connolly on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and as it relates to the Imran Awan potential scandal. Ultimately, why did you decide to get in this race? Connolly has been there for just about 10 years now. They've redrawn the district to make it a little more favorable to him after a pretty close call in 2010. So why did you get in, and why do you think you can beat him?
So last year when I went to the ballot box, on one side of the ballot I saw the presidential election, and on the other side of the ballot I saw one man's name, and that was Jerry Connolly. And I said, how in the world did this happen in a democracy where we only had one person running in a congressional district? And when I was younger, my mother used to tell me that everybody had a voice, and if you don't like how something is going, that you need to step up and try to change things. So I you know, talked to my family, and I had been thinking about getting into politics for a very long time, and I've had this need to serve people my entire life, and so that's part of the reason why I joined the military. And that's why I'm continuing this quest to try and unseat Connolly, who is someone who's been entrenched in D.C. for a very long time. And so he's not necessarily thinking about the people anymore. He's become complacent. And he even said in an interview recently where he was talking about the IT scandal with ABC News that the offices of Congress are princely courts. So he's become so complacent that he feels as though he's somewhat of a monarch now. And we haven't had a monarch here since the 1700s.
Yeah, that's probably not the best image you want to be passing along to your constituents. What type of congressman would you be? You're obviously running as a Republican. Where do you think you fall along the spectrum, whether it's related to national security issues, fiscal issues, and even social issues?
As far as the spectrum is concerned, I don't really feel as though I'm necessarily boxed into a certain thing. I fall under the spectrum of just being a common sense conservative. I am for limiting government. I'm against government waste. I've proposed things where you talk about government agencies not necessarily showing how effective they are. There's no metric for each agency to say, okay, we've done X this year, so you can increase our budget by this. Or you should decrease our budget because we're not meeting the needs of what the people actually get out of that agency. So that's something that I can say I've been pushing for. I want to see more accountability, not just in one of the biggest agencies that people talk about all the time is Veterans Affairs, which I'm that's very close to my heart. But every agency should have to prove out every year that they're meeting what they set out to do as their mission on a yearly basis in order to get the money that should be allocated to them on a yearly basis.
What's your assessment of how the Republican leadership and the Republican Congress has done so far? Obviously, they've wanted to get things done with respect to Obamacare. They're still looking to get something done with respect to tax reform. It's been tougher than expected. What do you think, if you're part of the mix in 2019 and beyond, that you could be part of?
One thing that I've noticed is that there's a logjam in Washington. Regardless of who's in control, there seems to be not just the Congress itself, but there seems to be forces outside of that are constantly trying to manipulate things. And I think the president talked about that while he was running, draining the swamp. Getting rid of the outside influencers is key to being able to move forward with legislation that will actually benefit the people. And I believe that you have to get people who are really motivated to work for the people in office to help the people. And I'm one of those people.
Jeff, where can folks learn more about you, online or elsewhere?
Yeah, you can find out about me on my website, www.doveforcongress.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on everything.
Well, a busy year ahead for you, I'm sure. A primary day is probably in June of next year, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I believe it's June 12th next year.
Okay, so a lot of work to do before then. It's a busy district, and it's an expensive district to run in. So
yes, it is.
You need help in fiscal and in shoe leather. So Jeff, thanks very much for coming in studio, and best of luck to you in the campaign trail.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. Jeff Dove, a U.S. Army veteran, information technology professional, and a Republican candidate for Congress in Virginia's 11th congressional district, where he's looking to unseat five-term Democratic incumbent Jerry Connolly. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.